Hi, so first thing, forgive the noise of the wind on the door every now and then, it will actually get in the way of the video, but it is the thing that inspired the video, because to a degree, this is, I think, is the cheapest and simplest wind generator you're ever going to be able to build that will, in fact, produce you real power that you can store and use. Now, it's almost embarrassingly simple, because all it is this thing. This thing is a fan motor from a Nissan Micra. You get these in just about any car and you find them in the scrappers. Beautiful DC motor, get itself some fan blades, you stick that in the wind and it will actually generate, with one minor problem. These blades are tiny, so all we actually really need to do to make this useful is extend these blades and we will have a really useful little wind generator that we can make in, I don't know, half a day. It's got three fixing points on it, so we can always fix that to a plank or fix it up somewhere and can swivel around. But it comes with the fixing points, it's got a beautiful motor on it. It comes with a hub with little tangs on it so we can make larger blades. In order to make the larger blades, all we're going to use is a bit of this. This is a 100mm diameter or 4-inch. This particular one is drainage pipe, you can tell by the colour. If you get the black one, that's soil pipe. It's a bit difficult to see your markings on the black, which is why we're using this one. But either will do. It's about 5mm thick, it's good stiff plastic, and we can make this into four blades. Now the blade length is going to be 50cm long, so what we need to do is cut off a 60cm section and then divide that into four by marking in quadrants and sawing those quadrants up. So that's what we're going to do. There are four wind turbine blades. Really easy to make, I think pretty cool. All we've got to do is attach them onto this original fan. Now it's got a little nut in it, whole thing comes off and we need to attach the blade like that. So that bit is kind of wasted. So what we need to do really is mark up where the hole's going to be, mark that off and cut the sections off of that. And that's what I'm going to do.
So
that's it. It should be pretty obvious what I've done. Here's the reverse of it. All I did was cut the excess of the blade off, mark it up, drill three holes on, and then bolt those new blades back on. Now, that's the long edge, the leading edge, that's the trailing edge. The original fan blades had a twist in them, and when you see these things, those connection points are usually flat. So I drilled the holes actually, normally you drill the holes a little closer to the leading edge, but I drilled them a bit more in the centre to take some of that twist out. So it effectively has the same twist as if these were flat. So I did make that adjustment. Now all we actually have to do, obviously, is pop this thing back onto its motor body, which is going to be what our generator is, bolt that on and take it outside and see if it does anything. That's actually quite exciting.
Anakin Skywalker. It's working!
Okay, that was pretty cool. It got up to 20 volts, no trouble at all. I mean, obviously, I'm holding this thing in my hand. What we need to do really is attach it to a pole of some kind. But, I mean, how easy was that to make? All we did was rip that out of the car, bolt on a couple of bits of pipe, and we've got a functional generator that can drive up to 20 volts in a nice wind. So I just thought that was kind of cool, actually. So I thought I would share it with you. I hope you enjoyed the video, and thank you very much for watching.